Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. Mick Fleetwood, my next guest, I was prepared to talk about Fleetwood Mac with him, but he wanted to talk about the blues because that's where his heart is. Not in the hit records of Fleetwood Mac, but in the blues.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morden's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
Liverpool Live. Mick Fleetwood is synonymous with the 80s million-selling Fleetwood Mac. I spoke to him as he was touring Europe with the Mick Fleetwood Band, and he spoke of the difference in music since the 60s and his deep love of the blues.
Well, the reality is, I think a lot of the musicians have lost, you know, and through no fault of their own, in modern day, musicians tend not to be have that type of schooling, you know, where you really appreciate, you know, when you do happen to make it. And back in the day, and I think it's slowly coming round, because there's some great young bands now that the record business is a little shaky, really.
Yeah,
it's all about live performance and getting out there and putting your proverbial on the line,
yeah,
you know, and show that you can put on a show and present your music properly. I and a whole load like Eric Clapton and Elton John and The Who and all of these bands,
yeah,
the Stones, we came out of a really different scene where, in truth, we were made, hey, the Beatles, we were made by our audience.
Yeah,
we weren't made by a record company.
No.
You know, we were made by people loving what we did, in usually in a local area.
Yeah.
And then it burst out from there and became... And a lot of us bunch are still around, as you know, playing.
I'm glad as well.
Because that's what we love to do and that's what we were trained to do. We weren't really in... In fact, we were so not in the business of becoming, quote, pop stars. and it's got a little bit like that these days when, you know, a lot of produced bands are put together by a producer, and it's a very different way. I mean, it's certainly not wrong, it's just very different.
Yeah.
And I think they miss out on all the lovely things that we're talking about, where you do remember having a career, you know. And I'm still doing what I wanted to do when I was 11 years old, the dream of being a drummer. I'm 61 years old, and I'm coming to Europe, and I'm playing the music that started me off in Fleetwood Mac and some great blues music with Rick Beato, who's my friend and musical partner. And it doesn't get any better than that.
I'm glad to hear that. You were actually mentioned in dispatches last Friday, Mick, on this radio station, when we played Werewolves of London and remarked about the similarity to All Summer Long of Kid Rock. And, of course, I think you played on Werewolves of London,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, me and Johnny Mac played on that, and that was...
Warren Zevon.
Warren's biggest hit.
Yeah.
So, and he was a great loss, you know, when he passed away. But he was playing right up until the end, and he knew he'd had it, you know. But he was on TV over here, and he just, it's very sad. Great guy.
I mean, did Kid Rock get in touch with him and say, listen, I'm stealing this riff all the way through the song?
No.
Well, apparently, your names are on the credits anyway.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, so which is good. Now, the thing about you, Mick, I mean, there can't have been two more different careers than the two Fleetwood Macs. But you and people like you, you never lose your love for the blues. I mean, whatever Paul Jones does, he always gets back to the blues the same as you.
Well, there you go. I think it's one of those things. I know Paul has his great radio program he does, and he still does all his live performing. I'm sure he's still
doing. Oh, he does, yeah.
And it's really, once you've been in the trenches, and that's where the likes of Paul and myself and John Mayall and Rick, who's in my band, that's just happened to be the music that we loved. And for whatever reason, it wasn't country music and it wasn't rockabilly, and all of which I like and certainly love certain elements of all of that different types of music. But I learned to play as a player this type of music, and that's why it never left me. I mean, if you listen to Don't Stop, Don't Stop is one of Christine McVie's big hits with Fleetwood Mac. It's a blues shuffle. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it happened to be a pop record that became a huge hit all over the world. But so the rhythm section, me being part of it, John McVie being the other element in Fleetwood Mac, we never left our sort of
roots.
Ranks and our connection with blues music. So this is the tour coming up is the first. I played on and off under the radar through the years, but this is the first time, and in truth, I've said it to quite a few people. I go like, why the hell didn't I do this before? In terms of coming to Europe with a really organized situation, that so not, you know, if it's never too late, so to speak. I was trying to think of the phrase.
Yeah.
But what I really am looking forward to, and me and Rick and the lads in the band, is to be able to do what you're never going to hear the Mick Fleetwood Blues Band, you know, doing, you know, Rhiannon or
no,
doing something.
No, I don't think the people who expect
about,
it.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, because I know there's a chunk of people that really, really, not only just with Fleetwood Mac, but once a blues fan, pretty much it stays with you.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to people that really love the genre of music. We get to play not only just all great old Fleetwood Mac stuff, which we do and love doing.
Yeah, you got five Peter Green numbers on there.
Yeah, and it's and we get in the trenches and do all the great Elmore James stuff, and of course me and Rick have fun doing some of his stuff and some, you know, just some stuff where we'll suddenly do a Sonny Boy Williamson song or Jimmy Reed or whatever we fancy doing. But generally, what's on that live album is what's coming over to Europe. And it's I'm hoping, you know, obviously to revisit and meet an audience that really remembers that part of Fleetwood Mac's legacy, which I'm pretty sure is alive and reasonably well in Europe. But I'm really anticipating there's a lot of young folk that have got into listening to blues.
Oh, I think you're right.
That are going to be in the audience. So all the way around, I think it's, you know, going to be a nice personal tour where I'm really looking forward to just the excitement of doing something that hasn't been done in a long time, in terms of touching on some of the great old Fleetwood Mac stuff.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.